Bloody hell!
No, okay. Phew. For a minute, the Sennheiser was in great jeopardy, but now it appears everything's okay. It's about 9.5 minutes before nine, but the grease man a little off balance. The snow is just driving me nuts! And now we got a traveler's advisory that says we may be covered with a film of ice by the end of the day. They say sleet turning to freezing rain. There you go. I want to go someplace warm. I want to go someplace where it never snows. I think I'm just going to have to take a trip south of the border. To la tierra de la muerte. I don't know why I ever left in the first place. Well, I had a job as a scout for the Federales. Because I was the only one that spoke Fagawi. That was the major Indian tribe down there, the Fagawi Indians. And I spoke their language, so consequently they hired me, the gringo, to lead the troops into battle. And, you know, because I could be the intermediary. I'll never forget El Capitan came to me and said, "Gringo, it is time to go trade with the Indians today. You will translate while we trade for goods." So sure enough, we got there, and the Indians brought out their blankets and their deerskin boots. The captain said, "Hey, Chihuahua, gringo, all these Indians have to trade is blankets and deerskin boots." I said, "What'd you expect? Tupperware, for crying out loud." So we traded with him, and we're about ready to leave. Well, the captain says, "Ah, look, it is Dancing Panther, the man who held up the stagecoach and stole all the gold the other week. Grab him!" Before he could dance away, we grabbed him. He said, "Ask him where the gold is." So I asked him, I said, "No. And Dancing Panther answered me back. He said, "Captain, he says he don't want to tell you." The captain slapped his face. He said, "You tell Dancing Panther that if he don't tell us, we'll pull all his fingernails out one by one. Now, where's the gold?" And I said, and Dancing Panther answered me back. I said, "Captain, he says he's man enough to handle whatever kind of torture you can deal out. The gold's his. He's the only one that knows where it is, and he says he's going to keep it." And the captain said, "All right, gringo, you tell the Indian that if he does not tell us where the gold is, we will take his whole family, we will butcher his wife, we will butcher his children, and then we will eat them for dinner." Well, when I translated that, Dancing Panther told me exactly where the gold was. He told me everything. I mean, buddy, that man sang a tune. And the captain looked at me and said, "Well, Senor Gringo, did he tell you where the gold is? What did he say?" I just looked at the captain and said, "Captain, he told me he doesn't think you got the guts to do anything."
Speedwagon.
Freezing rain may make them totally nightmarish.